The dining room. Are you all in? Well, this is the dining room where Elvis enjoyed meals with his guests. The large dining room table could seat about 12 people. The beautiful light hanging over the table is made of Italian glass. Elvis didn't usually wake up until 4 in the afternoon. So the dinner parties didn't start until 10 at night. His full-time cooks made old-fashioned southern food for the dinner parties. And when he wanted a snack, his cooks made him his favorite peanut butter, banana, and bacon sandwiches. Which were probably the reason he gained weight as he got older. The dining room was also used by Elvis as a place to play card games with his friends. Now, we're going to walk across the hall to the living room, and then we'll head to the music room right behind it. Please follow me. The centerpiece of the living room is a 14-foot-long white leather couch and 10-foot-long coffee table. Quite impressive. The room has a wall covered in mirrors and is decorated in gold, blue, and white. If you look over here, you'll see a pair of stained glass birds that lead into the music room. It was in this room that Elvis and his friends spent hours together creating and playing music. When you're ready, we'll continue with our tour of the first floor and visit the kitchen and Elvis's parents' room, where his father had a swimming pool installed in his bedroom, along with a jukebox next to it.
Really?
Okay.
That's awesome. Nice.
File 7B, listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Thank you and welcome to Graceland, the home of music star Elvis Presley. We start our tour here, at the front door of this impressive home. This is the perfect place to look closely at the outside of the house. It was built in the early part of the 20th century in a style that was popular at the time. The outside walls of the house are made of stone and wood, and the house has two floors as well as a basement. This house was Elvis's home from 1957 until 1977 when he died, which means he spent most of his adulthood here. He got married in 1967, and his wife, Priscilla, came to live with him here after they got married. Their only daughter, Lisa Marie, was born here. So you see, this house played an extremely important role in Elvis's life.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as you're walking through the house, I'd like you to pay special attention to how different rooms are decorated. One room is decorated to look like a jungle, with green rugs, plants of all kinds, and animal print decorations. Another room, the TV room, was one of the first home theaters in the U.S. Elvis placed three TVs side by side on a wall. On Sundays, he could watch three different football games at the same time. Okay, if you'll come this way, we'll start on the first floor, and the first room we're going to visit